Mike Pompeo has been officially sworn in as Secretary of State. Taking the lectern after a glowing speech from President Trump, Pompeo described his priorities in the new role.
We will employ tough diplomacy when necessary to put the interests of the American people first. I will work to ensure their safety, to preserve their rights, and defend their values. And I will make sure America is always a respected and principled leader on the world stage.
A lot of challenges await Secretary Pompeo. His department's budget has been cut, and key positions remain unfilled. And the new chief diplomat will have to negotiate tensions with Iran, fears of a trade war with Europe, and potential talks with North Korea. Correspondent Michelle Kellerman covers the State Department for NPR. She joins us now. Pompeo's predecessor, Rex Tillerson, oversaw a drastic reduction in the State Department. He pushed out many senior officials and prompted resignations from diplomats. But for all of their other disagreements, Tillerson carried out Trump's government shrinking agenda, didn't he, Michelle?
Yeah, that's right. And it's not clear to me how much that really changes. I mean, it was the White House that set, you know, basically 30% budget cuts over here. Tillerson defended it. And we don't really know how much Pompeo is going to push back. But, you know, he's sending some positive signals, especially to the staff here, that he's going to start filling some of the vacancies that were left festering during the Tillerson's time. He's going to lift a hiring freeze on family members of employees posted overseas. So that's a start, and it's going to give him some room to maneuver here.
Well, speaking of starts, Pompeo had an unusual start to his tenure. He was barely confirmed by Congress before he began a whirlwind trip to the Middle East. What did Pompeo accomplish on that trip?
Well, yeah, he also went to NATO headquarters. That was his very first day on the job. And that's another thing that kind of distanced himself from the whole Tillerson era. Tillerson, the NATO foreign ministers had to change their schedule in order to get him to go to NATO. So here was Pompeo making a big show to the European allies and also to Israel, to Saudi Arabia and Jordan, key allies in the Middle East.
Today and yesterday, Pompeo promised to help the State Department get its swagger back. What does he mean by that?
Well, he hasn't really said for sure, but, you know, it is kind of a demoralized place over here. This is trying to revive the department and to show that, you know, that it plays a role. You know, this was the first time that the president actually came to the State Department. He never did that during the during the Tillerson era. And I have to say that, you know, Obama came to the State Department on day three in office. So this was a long time coming, this visit here.
And quickly, Michelle, how have State Department employees received Pompeo? Are they optimistic? Are they responding to his message?
I think a lot are in a wait-and-see mode. They like what he's done and said so far, but they're also quite wary about his background. You know, he was a Kansas congressman who said a lot of controversial things about Muslims, about gays. He also touted military options over diplomacy. So there's a sense, you know, we got to wait and see. I mean, it's definitely the State Department officials who were up there in the room at the Ben Franklin room at this ceremonial swearing-in that we had here today were pleased to see that there's some new energy over in this building. And many told me that they were impressed by his first staff meeting here this morning.
That's NPR International Desk correspondent Michelle Kellerman.